This is a CHLY and Dig FM news update. Pedestrians, cyclists, and those in mobility devices are now able to travel between East and West Courtenay away from vehicle traffic. The 6th Street Active Transportation Bridge opened on June 24th, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the official opening on June 26th. Mayor of Courtenay Bob Wells says the bridge provides safer access for those not traveling by motor vehicle.
Those that might be cycling or walking, if they have another a type of accessible mobility, whatever that is, they're able to get from one side to the other so much more safe. We're able to get people around our community in a faster, more efficient way. That's better for work. It's better for people who are trying to get to appointments and stuff like that.
Wells says that this project will also provide many community events in the area.
I mean, this is, you know, a project that's been more than 20 years in the making, a grassroots, community-driven idea that has culminated into what I think is going to be and I think as of today, the most iconic structure in the Comox Valley. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a draw for people to come here, an economic driver for our downtown. It's going to support the Sims concert series as well as Canada Day and many other cultural events.
According to the City of Courtenay, the 6th Street Active Transportation Bridge is a 4-meter-wide cable state bridge that connects pathways on both sides of the Courtenay River from downtown Courtenay to trails through Sims Park. Construction of the bridge began in September 2025 and was completed 4 months ahead of schedule and under budget. Lawrence Villa is a former president of the Comox Valley Cycling Coalition, a member-run volunteer organization that promotes safe infrastructure for cycling. He said that connection is important for the community.
The word connectivity, which is big in the cycling community. You have a little piece of infrastructure that doesn't connect with another piece or at other end doesn't, this is no good, doesn't work. So we need connectivity. So this is great. Do we have connectivity to the other cycling lanes? Well, we need a little bit of improvement there. Now, the biggest problem with connectivity in the valley in our minds right now is connecting West Courtenay to East Courtenay.
In 2019, the City of Courtenay adopted its first cycling network plan, which aims to establish infrastructure improvements over the next 20 years, including protected bike lanes, painted bike lanes, neighborhood bikeways, and multi-use pathways. According to the report, the goal is for 30% of all trips in Courtenay to be made by walking, cycling, or transit by 2030. Villa said that the cycling community is growing in the Comox Valley due to the increasing popularity of e-bikes.
There are lots of bikes in the valley. And there are even more so. The advent of e-bikes has been a major push for more people riding. Many retired people, such as myself, but I don't have an e-bike. I have a regular bike, but many retired people do now have an e-bike. And they probably haven't cycled for 40 years. And they're really enjoying cycling in the valley, but they need safer infrastructure.
Villa said the 5th Street Bridge, which has been providing vehicle access between East and West Courtenay since 1960, is dangerous for non-vehicle users. Legally, cyclists must ride single file in traffic with motor vehicles across the bridge, with no room for cars to pass safely.
I mean, and it's not just the cycling community now. Remember that, you know, we've got mobility scooters. We're going to have regular scooters coming over, pedestrians coming over that bridge. And they're all avoiding the 5th Street Bridge. Now, right now, confident cyclists will still cycle over the 5th Street Bridge, and some may do that in the future as well. I know I cycle over the 5th Street Bridge, but like I say, less confident cyclists will not do that. It's just too dangerous. This is really important for people to be able to move safely around the valley. Safe infrastructure is a key to adding to the cycling population, which takes cars off the road.
In 2019, Courtenay City Council approved the 5th Street Bridge Rehabilitation Project, which included widened cantilevered pathways on the sides of the bridge to improve pedestrian access. Villa explained why this idea was scrapped.
The extra cost was one. Two, the refurbishing of the bridge to one lane would have added an extra 2 months to the project, which in itself took way too long, which the Downtown Business Association was very happy about. And three, once you get across that 5th Street Bridge, where do you go? You're on a very busy street coming up 5th to either turn or go down 5th Street itself. There's no bike lanes there. So it didn't, connectivity didn't connect anything. A lot easier to connect off of 6th than to connect off of 5th.
According to the city of Courtney, the pedestrian pathways on the 5th Street Bridge do not meet accessibility standards and are also too narrow, making it difficult for mobility scooters and pedestrians with baby strollers to pass each other. In 2020, council voted to shift the 5th Street Bridge rehabilitation project to a dedicated active transportation bridge. The initial budget for the bridge was $6.8 million, but after the results of the request for proposals process, the budget was increased. In total, the project cost $11.1 million to build and remained on budget after approval. Provincial and federal grants, including Canada's Active Transportation Fund, BC's Growing Communities Fund, and the Canada Community Building Fund, comprised half the budget at $5.55 million. The remaining half came from $3.75 million in long-term borrowing, and $1.8 million is from Courtney's surplus and reserves. Mayor Wells says that some residents have expressed concerns about the cost of the bridge, but believes it's vital for the needs of people who wish to travel without relying on motor vehicles.
You know, having been involved in this project and actually just knowing about it for quite some time, there are people that were actually against this project when it was first put forward, and it was going to be free. I think, you know, that's where we're, you know, trying to make everybody happy is going to be really difficult. But knowing that so many people were in favor of this for so long, that's been an absolute sort of marker for this. And I'm just inspired by all the people who worked so long and never gave up.
Since 2025 and further into 2026, Courtney City Council is working to update its strategic transportation plan with opportunities for community engagement. Community members interested in the plan can learn more at engagecomoxvalley.ca/letsmove-move-courtney. For CHLY and Dig FM, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.